This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair the 10th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog in New Delhi today. This year's theme is Viksit Rajya for Viksit Bharat at 2047. The Governing Council meeting will discuss the approach on Viksit Rajya for Viksit Bharat at 2047. The meeting will be attended by Chief Ministers and Lieutenant Governors of States and Union Territories, Union Ministers and the Vice Chairman, members and the CEO of Niti Aayog. India has strongly criticized Pakistan at the UN Security Council, saying India has experienced decades of Pakistani-sponsored terrorist attacks across the waters. The comments came from India's permanent representative to the UN, Ambassador Parvathaneni Harish, during an open debate on protecting civilians during armed conflicts. He said that Pakistan has repeatedly used civilian cover to advance the cause of terrorism. Mr. Harish said, "The world just recently saw senior government, police and military officials paying respects at the funeral of noted terrorists killed in Operation Sindoor." He further added, "A nation that makes no distinction between terrorists and civilians has no credentials to speak about protecting civilians."
Pakistan has repeatedly used a civilian cover to advance the cause of terrorism. We just recently saw senior government, police and military officials pay respects at the funeral of noted terrorists targeted by Operation Sindoor. A nation that makes no distinction between terrorists and civilians has no credentials to speak about protecting civilians.
Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri briefed the members of the four multi-party delegations as part of India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor. Mr. Misri briefed delegations led by Congress leader Shashi Tharoor, BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad, NCP-SP leader Supriya Sule and BJP leader Vaijayant Panta. After the briefing yesterday, Congress MP Shashi Tharoor said that the delegation will explain what exactly is happening with India and how to deal with these terrorist attacks in the future.
सरकार ने तो उनकी पोजीशन काफी स्पष्ट किए हैं हमारे स्पोक्समैन मिनिस्ट्री के और हमारे फॉरेन सेक्रेटरी साहब भी सीधे लोगों को बताएं कैसे हुआ और क्या हुआ हम वहां जा रहे हैं लोगों को समझाने के लिए कि हमारा अनुभव क्या था और हमने जो किया क्यों किया और भविष्य में हमारे एटीट्यूड क्यों ऐसे होंगे
BJP leader Vaijayant Panta said the unity which was seen across the spectrum in India is very vital and there is an understanding and a commitment to take the country's message to the world.
आदरणीय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने जिस तरह के रिलेशनशिप्स बनाए हैं पूरे दुनिया भर उसका भी हमें बहुत फायदा मिल रहा है एक के बाद एक विभिन्न देशों ने हमारे समर्थन कर रहे हैं भारत के पक्ष में बोल रहे हैं ये मैसेज लेकिन कंटिन्यूअसली लेना है और जो विभिन्न ग्रुप्स अभी जा रहे हैं विभिन्न देशों पर इनका यही मैसेज रहेगा और सबसे बड़ा मैसेज जैसे कि मैंने कहा कि भारत का एकता का है
NCP Sharad Pawar faction MP Supriya Sule said, India is against terrorism and has zero tolerance towards it.
भारत ये देश आतंकवादी के खिलाफ है और जीरो टॉलरेंस अगेंस्ट टेररिज्म ये जो हमेशा भारत सरकार ने आतंकवाद के खिलाफ लड़ाई लड़ी है और हम आगे भी लड़ते पूरी ताकत से लड़ेंगे और इस देश में हम एक भारतीय बनके हम सब साथ मिलेंगे
India has extended NOTAM for Pakistan flights till the 23rd of next month. According to the Ministry of Civil Aviation, Indian airspace is not approved for aircrafts registered in Pakistan and operated, owned and leased by Pakistani airlines, including military aircrafts. Talking to media in New Delhi, Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu Kinjarappu said, the NOTAM has been extended and India is maintaining the status quo.
Yes, NOTAM has been extended till the time. So this you have seen that it has been continuing from the last time itself. So that is the status quo that we are maintaining right now. Further, as we long, we are going to take guidance from the security agencies also in this regard. This is not just a decision that the Ministry of Civil Aviation is single-handedly making. This is in the concern of the national security of the country and it's going to be the collective decision. So we are going to take their inputs and move forward.
Star Indian javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra has clinched a silver medal at 2025 Janusz Kuczynski Memorial Meet in Chorzów, Poland. The two-time Olympic medalist recorded a throw of 84.14 meters in challenging conditions on his sixth and final attempt. And that is the end of this news bulletin.